Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, this is Chris Claremont, and I listen to Metal Geeks. You should, too.
Welcome, everyone, to episode number 162 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
George motherfucking Tripsers in the house.
Unfortunately, Dave's not here, man. He's not feeling well. Do you know what that line's from, Dave's not here, man?
Is it from Cheech and Chong,
yes,
right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cheech and Chong, that's right.
The first one.
Yep.
Yeah, the Sweet Dreams.
Yeah.
Or Nice Dreams. Was it Nice Dreams or Sweet Dreams?
Sweet Nice Dreams, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to listen to that comedy album all
that
the time.
That was a very popular movie in middle school for me.
I bet it was.
Yeah. Was it?
It was. I used to listen to that the tape of that, the cassette of that.
Have you tried watching a Cheech and Chong movie recently?
Recently, no, not really.
They didn't age very well. I think for middle schoolers, it's great potty humor and like boobs and weed and all that stuff. But that's about where the buck stops.
Yeah, well, they had their shtick and they stuck to it.
They did. It's not very. I don't know.
Intellectual?
No, I mean, I'm probably trampling on like some people's like sacred ground of comedy here, but...
I think they're still funny.
Yeah.
I have not watched one in a long time.
It was on TV, like, I want to say like a week or two ago, and I just caught some of it. And I was thinking, why did I think this was so funny in middle school?
So, back to Dave not being here. He's not feeling well tonight. So we do wish him all the best, and he will be back next time. You can still see
flu going around, probably.
Maybe. You can still see him at the Sherwood Forest Fair on the weekends outside Austin, and I don't remember what city it is.
Hanging out with Maid Marian?
Maybe, in Robin Hood.
Yeah, and Men in Tights.
That's one of my favorite movies right there. We talked about that.
Tights.
That's right. We were talking about Robin Hood when in the last episode, when you weren't here, when Dave was here, we were about what Robin Hood movie comes to mind when you first think of a Robin Hood movie.
Always Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Me too.
Next, the Disney Robin Hood.
Yes.
Yeah, those are the two movies I think of immediately when
exactly.
I think of Robin Hood.
Exactly. The others are, who cares?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Kevin Costner. All right, whatever.
And I think there was one out this year too, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They came out with Jamie Foxx and...
Taron Egerton or
Egerton,
something?
The guy who's playing...
Elton John.
From also Kingsman.
Kingsman, yeah. Eggy.
Wasn't there another one with like...
I think there was another one.
The guy from Gladiator, Russell Crowe?
Really?
I think so.
I don't know.
I'm almost certain there was a Ridley Scott, Russell Crowe...
Yes, because Dave mentioned it. I don't ever remember seeing that.
Okay. I'm pretty sure there was.
It was very forgettable.
I'm 90% sure there was one.
So what have you been doing recently? Have you done anything, seen any movies, gone anywhere?
Not a lot of movies. I did see one movie because I've been like really excited to see it finally. Was the new Jordan Peele movie, Us.
I want to see that, so I don't want a lot of spoilers, but I know basically
if you've seen the trailer, you know what happens.
Let me ask you this. Is it a horror movie? Is it a psychological? Is it gory? What is it?
So you know how the first Get Out was... mostly psychological thriller. Yeah. This one's strict horror with some crazy, like, Twilight Zone twists in it.
Okay. I can deal with that.
Yeah.
Because then he's doing the Twilight Zone TV series, too.
Yeah, he's, like, the co-producer and also the guest, like, the Rod Serling character.
Maybe they'll update the Disney attraction eventually with Jordan Peele in it.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. I bet they will lose the Twilight Zone license before then.
No, well, I don't know. They transformed the one in California Adventure from Twilight Zone to Guardians of the Galaxy.
So. Right. So in Disney World, I think they'll just eventually just let it phase out.
Maybe. Still one of my favorite rides, though.
I love that ride. We rode that ride once or twice.
A couple times.
Yeah, I think so. It was a fun ride.
I'll tell you a story about my uncle. Last time I took my uncle, who, you know, my uncle passed away last year, but the last trip we took together... it was maybe, I don't remember, 7-8 years ago, I took him to Disney World, and at some point, because he would take off, because he had to go to his do dialysis, And he would, we rented a car together, and he would go off and do his dialysis, and we'd meet back in the park. And one day I was trying to get a hold of him and could not find him. I didn't know where he was. We're supposed to meet at Hollywood Studios, and he somehow
stuck in the Haunted Mansion.
No, he was riding Tower of Terror like 3 or 4 times in a row.
It's a fun ride.
And I'm like, dude, you shouldn't be doing that.
Why?
Health problems.
Oh, he was
in a wheelchair.
Heart problem.
All that. And yeah. He's like, well, I like that ride. I'm like,
I mean,
I know.
I think they tell you if you have a heart problem, don't ride this ride.
Yeah. And sometimes it's worse.
But it's apparently a fun ride. Especially that part when you get to the point and you see the Hollywood Town Square and then it drops you. Yeah. I think it's pretty great.
I love, I've been riding that ride for 20 plus years. I like how they have it now where it's randomized. Before it was like it would drop you once and maybe bring you up and then back down.
Do they not always do that? Because every time I've ridden it's always been like that.
It wasn't always randomized. It's pretty cool now.
So was there a version where it just dropped you straight down and stopped you?
Yeah.
Wow,
when
really?
It first came out.
Every time I've always ridden it, it's always been a version where they drop you, they lift you right back up, and they drop you again.
I'm trying to remember the year it opened. It opened in Hollywood Studios in 1994.
They made a movie of that.
They did, with Steve Guttenberg.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Steve Guttenberg, what's that girl's name, that little girl?
I just remember the guy from Police Academy.
The one, she was in Spider-Man. She was a really little girl when they made the movie.
Kirsten Dunst?
Kirsten Dunst, yes. She was the little girl in that movie.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. It was a made-for-TV movie.
Yeah, I just remember the movie not being very good.
They've made some not-choice
They should remake
movies
movie.
Based on Disney attractions.
Disney should remake that.
Yeah, maybe.
See, if someone does a great job with Tower of Terror, maybe that can be like a backdoor entrance to Haunted Mansion.
The Guillermo del Toro Haunted Mansion that we're supposed to have.
Yeah, but Guillermo's too busy with other projects. He's never going to do it.
He better.
He's never going to do it. Is there a reason why you want his
Yes, because
Mansion?
he's a Haunted Mansion fan and a nerd.
So let another Haunted Mansion fan take a crack at it. Why does it have to be Guillermo del Toro?
Because I think he'd be perfect for it.
Sure. Okay. You got something close to it already. It was called Crimson Peak.
Sort of true. Close enough, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty close, minus the weird drama, love drama in it. Well, I guess that's it.
There is a love drama in Haunted Mansion,
too. There is a love drama in Haunted Mansion. So it is Haunted Mansion the movie, just
without the movie. I saw so when I saw it, too.
Yeah, so, all right. So you got it, kind of.
Sort of. I guess. I get to ride that soon. The original version. Last time I was in Disneyland, it was holiday time, so it was
was my first Disney attraction ride.
Ever?
Ever.
Really?
Yeah, I remember I told you that I went to Disneyland for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And that was my first ride because all the other rides were way too long.
Smart choice.
Yeah. It was the shortest ride for early in the morning, so. And plus it was like the Christmas conversion when I went, so it was all the Nightmare Before Christmas.
I love the Nightmare Before Christmas over.
And then when we went to Disney World, I rode the real version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't do that at Disney World.
Really? They don't do the conversion over?
No,
Christmas
because
time?
Here's the thing about the difference between Disneyland and Disney World. Disney World, it's a destination. Disneyland, there's a lot of locals. So to bring
more, they gotta jazz it up?
Pretty much. They have to do all these special things, and they do special things at Disney World, but they've never done the overlay
as much
at Disney
as I
World.
Love Disney World. There's something special about Disneyland.
No, there totally is.
Yeah, it's like it's a different kind of feeling when you're in Disneyland.
We're going in May. I know we've talked about this before. I'm super excited. We're going for 5 days. We bought a 5-day ticket. We're not probably going to spend every day there, but you know, we'll
That's
go
awesome.
For the fireworks. We'll go. Because we're going for a concert first and foremost.
I mean, what else are you going to do besides a concert?
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's, I mean,
what else is there to do in Anaheim?
And that's why it doesn't really make a difference if we don't do everything in one day. It's like, oh, we can just do this today, or just walk around and hang out and not, you know, worry about it, you know?
Right.
But we're leaving a week before Star Wars Land opens, which is
probably
good and
thing.
Bad.
Yeah, it's a good thing and bad thing.
Because they say for the first Disneyland, the first month of the opening, it's sort of soft opening because only one attraction is going to be open. The Millennium Falcon. I can't think of the name of the attraction.
It's just the Millennium Falcon ride.
There's a name for it.
I don't know what it's called, and but everyone's calling it the Falcon.
The Rise of the Resistance ride. Attraction is not going to be open yet.
Which is apparently connected to the Millennium Falcon ride, if I read the article. I don't think they're connected, but... Like, I feel like once you're done with one ride, it literally, like, the walk takes you to the next ride.
That could be possible. Yeah. I'm not sure. I haven't heard that.
I think I read that in a IO9 article somewhere.
If you read it on the internet, it must be true.
It must be true.
Must be true. But, you know, I don't think Rise of the Resistance is open yet, so they had sort of had decisions like, do we wait and open the land until that ride's ready, or do we just do it?
It takes time to build life-size AT-ATs, man.
It does. And I think the problem with the attraction, it's not ready for prime time yet, because it's like on a new ride system they never really used before, and they have to go through testing processes before they can go live with it.
Hotel will be a full swing. Like, the whole hotel experience, that's in full swing.
What do you mean? What hotel experience?
So, if you book, like, a trip to be, like, a member or, like a cast member, basically. Like, basically, like, a storyline. Like, the storyline thing, that's supposed to be in full swing.
No, I don't... You're thinking about they're building a Star Wars hotel in Florida.
And Disney World.
No, just in Florida. Disneyland. Just in Florida.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Trust me. I listen to a lot of Disney podcasts.
I'm pretty sure it's in Disney.
Trust me when I say this. You should listen to me on these topics. But the first month or so at Disneyland, you have to make a reservation to get in. The way to make a reservation, you have to be staying on Disney property.
Right, and it's on a time system.
Yes, and the cheapest room you can get on Disney property is probably like $400 or $500 a night.
That's not bad. For what you're getting.
I guess, but...
What you're getting. You're getting first dibs on a experience no one else is going
to
have.
But I would rather wait for the whole experience to open.
And it's still going to be, like, mass crowd.
Well, there will be, but I don't think it's going to be as huge as crowd for a long time as everybody thinks it's going to be. It's not going to be, like, 12-hour waits for everything. It might be, like, 4 or 5 hour waits, but...
I think it's going to be, like, 10-hour waits.
I don't know. For a little while.
For the rest of the year.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because it's not like a big secret when to go to Disneyland or Disney World. And there's a fuck ton of Star Wars fans. Like,
there are.
A fuck ton.
But a lot of... Yes, there are. For sure.
Yeah.
I just want to go to experience it. I don't know. It's going to be a little while, but... I'm okay with missing it by a week. A little bit.
Yeah.
But... It's
you know
weird.
You know your back of your mind's itching like I could see it right there.
Can I just get in?
I'm pretty sure there's gonna be a lot of lurkers trying to peek over the fence.
I'm sure there already are.
Yeah.
Don't you know who I am? I'm a podcaster. Come on.
They're gonna be, you should try to applying for a press to see if you can get it.
I don't even think that's gonna work. you have to make a reservation. It's a whole press. Probably.
Like, even if you're like. I don't know, checking out the park and writing a review on it?
I don't think
we don't, but like other press people.
Well, maybe, yeah. Like Disney-based press, maybe. Disney-based podcast and websites. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to cater to them. But I don't know. Nah, probably not so much.
Okay.
I'm okay there with that.
All right. Well, back to what I was saying. Us was great. I don't know. We went on a really big tangent.
Okay. We did.
Jordan Peele's Us is great. It's a good movie.
I really do plan to go see it.
It's a horror-filled movie. Like, there's a lot of
is
horror.
Is it gory?
No, not gory at all.
Okay. Is it just like jump scares?
No. There's, like, a lot of great tension and suspense.
Okay.
And it's, like, Jordan Peele's really good at building the tension and suspense up to the moment where you think something bad's going to happen, and then he, like, cuts it with this great levity after the scary thing happened.
Okay.
And it's really good. Unfortunately, though, I don't think that this movie stuck the landing. So I think the first act and the second act of the movie is really strong and solid. It kind of loses me in the end. Like if I had to compare this and Get Out, I think Get Out's the smarter, better film.
Mm. Okay.
But this movie is really good, and Jordan Peele's firing on all cylinders. He's going out there like overly confident, how confident he is in this story, and which is really good. I can't wait to see what he goes from here.
All right.
So that's my little mini review of Us. Everyone else is talking about it. I can go on and on about what I think the themes are, and I don't think it really matters what I think it is because it's so open for interpretation. It's really hard to really nail down on what it is really about. Unlike Get Out, where it's very kind of clear cut what it's about.
Yeah, about racism.
Sort of.
Yeah, sort of, in a way.
Yeah.
All right. I definitely want plan to see it, so I don't want to be spoiled too much.
I mean, if you've seen a trailer, you've been spoiled. Yeah, I have. So.
I have seen a few movies recently.
Yeah?
Okay, let's talk about Captain Marvel a little bit. I know you haven't seen it yet.
I have not seen it.
I've seen it twice. My wife really loves it.
I could have guessed that a million. If I could have put money on that, I could have guessed that.
Why?
It just seems like her kind of movie.
It is.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite Marvel movie. It's probably.
Man, if you're saying that, I might hate this movie.
No, I don't think you're going to hate it at all. It's very 90s, but in a good way. It's a fun movie.
And you're saying all the wrong things. But
here's my problem.
You're making me not want to see this movie.
In the beginning of the movie, I don't think there's really a lot of character development with
Carol Danvers.
Verz. She goes by in the movie. You'll find out.
She goes by Verz.
Yes, that's her name.
That's stupid.
Don't hate me, people, because I'm saying this, but I don't know how great of an actress Brie Larson is.
I can concur with that. I've seen her in other movies. I don't think
she's like the movie a lot. But I think she's the weakest part. But when she's Captain Marvel, it's great. It's marvelous. But some other parts.
But other parts, she's Captain Miscast.
Oh.
Ba-dum-bum.
No, I wouldn't say that. It's just, I don't know. It's something in the back of my mind. And don't get me wrong, I like the movie a lot.
Mm.
I really do.
A lot?
A lot, like, a lot.
Where has this come on your ranking?
I haven't really thought about that. Maybe.
Oh, yeah? I mean, you've seen it twice. I mean, I figure you would.
It's maybe in the middle.
Middle of what?
I don't know. 21 movies?
If you had to put it between two movies on your list, two Marvel movies, what two Marvel movies would that be?
Starting from 21 down? We're not doing that now.
No. We'll do that when Endgame comes out.
Okay. The 3-hour Endgame?
Yeah. We'll have our Endgame marathon.
I'm looking forward to that movie, though. I really am.
I mean, I'm hoping it's as good as Infinity promises it will be.
I like where they're setting up everything. Samuel Jackson was great performing.
I hear the de-aging stuff looks great.
It's great.
Yeah.
No, seriously. When they first started doing that in movies, it wasn't great. Like,
that's
even
not true.
In some of the Star Wars
that's
movies,
not true. That Robert Downey Jr.
Yes,
no. Silver War.
I'm not talking about the Marvel stuff. I'm talking about even Star Wars.
When they did it in Rogue One.
Terrible. It was not good looking. There was another Marvel movie where they de-aged somebody. And didn't
they
look good.
They also tried to do it in Tron.
Tron was horrible, yes.
But, see, I think it works in Tron because he's a computer-generated version of himself. That's where I give the bend to Tron Legacy, and plus I really like Tron Legacy.
I like the Tron movies, too, but, yeah, that de-aging
just the Legacy
looked bad.
Tron first one's not so great.
It doesn't hold up.
It does not age
well. Doesn't age well, but it's still fun.
Tron Legacy.
It's my childhood there.
Tron Legacy, even if you're not even watching the movie, you can just listen to it like, oh, damn, this movie's cool.
Because you like the soundtrack a lot.
That, and the visuals are fucking awesome.
Well, yeah. Yeah, very true.
So, Captain Marvel, where does it rank? Between what two Marvel movies?
I don't even know.
Thor Dark World?
I don't hate Thor Dark World.
So, above Thor Dark World?
Yeah.
Below Doctor Strange.
I like Doctor Strange.
Above Doctor Strange.
Maybe
Captain America First Avenger. Where is this? Ant-Man?
I like Ant-Man.
Okay, so where does this one fit?
It's a good question.
I'm curious. That's a good barometer to find out how much you really like this movie. Because I hear a lot of different versions of what people thought of this movie.
No,
some people really loved it, and some people just thought it was meh.
I didn't really love it. I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. It's not my favorite, but it is not definitely in my worst.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. It's not in my top 10.
I didn't mean to like trip you up or anything. It's definitely not Avengers worthy.
No.
Not top tier, all right?
It's middle tier for me.
Middle tier, like lower middle tier.
I really like the way
like upper middle tier.
Middle tier.
Okay, so this is like popcorn worthy. Like it's worth a watch.
No, it's a good movie. It's just there's
cuz I didn't like Doctor Strange.
I did.
And I didn't like Thor Dark World. I didn't like it very much. What was another one I didn't like? I didn't love Infinity War, but I didn't hate it either. And I would call that top tier Marvel. Like, I would call that, like, the very bottom of top tier, if I had a guess.
What about Iron Man 3? Or 2?
Oh. Upper middle?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed the characters and what Jon Favreau was trying to do with Iron Man 2. Just, it didn't cohesively come together.
Yeah. But I really like where they're Captain Marvel is a badass. They're making
too
her out.
Too much of a badass?
No, I don't think so.
Like she's too overpowered?
She's powered, but I don't think she's too overpowered. I mean, she's going to come in and kick some ass in Endgame.
You know it would be great if she doesn't? Like she comes in, Thanos just grabs her neck.
I don't think so. I don't think that's
going to
happen.
Awesome. I know it's not going to happen, but that would be so awesome if that happened.
Okay, we got to talk about Thanos for a minute.
Sure.
Reading,
does he make an appearance in Captain Marvel?
No. I am reading Cosmic Ghost Rider right now. Have you read Cosmic Ghost Rider?
I didn't even know about it.
Holy fuck, dude. You need to read this. This is written by Donny Cates, great writer. So imagine this is the premise of it, okay?
Okay.
It's the Punisher.
Yeah.
In the future, old Punisher somehow becomes a herald for Galactus, so he has the power cosmic.
So like Silver Surfer?
Like Silver Surfer, he's a herald for Galactus looking for new plans for him to destroy and devour. Don't know why. He dies.
As the Silver Surfer?
Is with the power cosmic, goes down to hell, whatever they call it, and he makes a deal and he gets the Ghost Rider powers. So to go back to Earth. So he becomes
a soul avenger with a power cosmic
Ghost Rider, yes, but he's still the Punisher, and he decides that the way to save the future is to go back in time and kill Thanos as a baby, but he couldn't bring himself to do it, so he steals Thanos and brings him to the future. It's as weird as it sounds.
Okay.
But it's really, really fun.
So it's like one of those scenarios, if you could kill baby Hitler, would you? Kind of scenario.
Yes. Remember in Deadpool 2 when he went back, tried to kill baby Hitler, and he couldn't do it?
I don't remember that.
Like towards the end, he's like in the, there's like the baby in the bassinet.
He doesn't kill baby, I don't remember.
He's like, I'm going to let, he's like, it's the more Cable thing. I'm going to let Cable do it.
Oh. All right.
But, yeah, this is such a weird and fun story. I'm really liking it. I didn't know who a Cosmic Ghost Rider was. I mean, I knew that it was a series and I knew it was a character, and he's now actually in part of the new Guardians of the Galaxy series.
Doesn't the whole Ghost Rider thing bound you to Earth though? That's the whole point.
That I don't know. I don't know that far into it.
You're supposed to take bad souls to hell. That's the whole bargain.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that from space?
I didn't say he was in space.
Oh, wow.
He was in space at one time.
All right.
And there's these really funny conversations between him and Galactus.
Uh-huh.
And Uatu, the Watcher, gets involved. It's really great. There's a new series called Cosmic Ghost Rider Destroys the Marvel Universe or something like that. And it's written by Paul Scheer. The
drummer?
Comedian.
Oh, the comedian.
Yeah.
I was thinking the drummer from the old David Letterman.
No, that's Paul Schaefer.
Schaefer.
Yeah.
See the confusion though, right?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend seeking it out if you have the Marvel Unlimited or anything like that. I think the first three issues are on there. That's where I read it.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. So you know what other movie I saw recently?
What'd you see?
The Dirt.
The
Motley I have Crue, the dirt on the dirt.
The Motley Crue biopic.
Biopic. How do you say it? Is it biopic or biopic?
It's bioflick.
Whatever. The Netflix movie. All right, so
I hear it's terrible.
It's okay. I grew up jamming Motley Crue. That was like my era, you know.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore.
Kickstart My Heart's a pretty good song.
They're not good anymore. They're not around anymore. But it was not a good movie, but it wasn't a horrible movie.
Was it better than Bohemian Rhapsody?
No.
Because I didn't like Bohemian Rhapsody.
I'm sure you didn't. So
it's a terrible, boring.
Here's what I'm going to say about The Dirt.
With a good soundtrack.
There's a lot of tits and ass.
I mean, that makes sense for
the
time.
It makes sense. There's a lot of fucking drugs.
Also makes sense for the time.
Yes. And some of the actors were good. Some of them were not great. The guy playing Tommy Lee, I think his name is Machine Gun Kelly. He's like an actor or something. Or like
a rapper.
Rapper or something.
Yeah.
He wasn't bad. The guy playing Mick Mars with Ramsay Bolton from Game of Thrones.
Was it really?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm like, what the fuck? It was very interesting.
Weird.
The guy playing Vince Neil wasn't very good. It was a little...
This is the one that's based off of Nikki Sixx's like tell-all book, right?
Yes. I never actually read the book. I'll admit that. But I think they all sort of worked on the book, too. It was like a Motley Crue tell-all, but he did a lot of the writing, from what I know.
Then he made his own band that was also just as terrible.
He did have his own band.
Yeah, it's called the Nikki Sixx Band or whatever.
6 a.m. or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah, original.
Terrible.
I did not hate this movie. I actually thought it was fun. Is it great? No, but it's a good Netflix. Let's watch a movie with a lot of TNA. The excess of being a rock star in that time. They think they handled that pretty well.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people complain that timelines don't match up. They're not doing things. I don't give a shit about that.
It's just a movie, guys.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
I know it's not exactly. It's not a documentary. It's a movie.
If you want a documentary, watch VH1 Behind the Music.
Exactly. Exactly right. The first scene in the movie is in the party scene. There's a party scene, and there's
they
like...
throw a TV out the window?
Well, they do that in the movie, yeah. But the party scene...
That's what they were famous for.
Yeah. There's a fountain going off. I'm trying to say this in the nicest way possible.
Someone peed in the fountain?
No.
Someone took a shit in the fountain?
No. They're in a hotel room, and there's a fountain.
Someone ejaculated?
No. Well, yes. Not male, but female.
Oh, so she sprayed everywhere.
Yes. I was like, oh, that's in the first 30 seconds of the movie. Okay. Here's what we're going to get.
You know what kind of movie you're walking into.
You know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And it's not bad. I mean, it's make up your... If you like the band, if you like that era of music.
Yeah. Hair metal.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a fun movie. It really encapsulates that time period.
Andrew
I think.
Would love this movie.
He probably would. Yeah. He would. Yeah. Ramsay Bolton was actually great as Mick Mars. Surprisingly great. It's like, wow.
I always thought that guy was like destined to always play a villain.
Well, Mick Mars isn't the nicest guy.
Well, I guess you're right.
But
I watched a Netflix movie recently.
What's that?
The new movie called Triple Frontier.
I want to see that.
Okay.
Or do I?
It's not bad. It's parts of a good movie, parts kind of bland, but overall pretty good.
But Oscar Isaac and Ben Affleck and...
Yeah, Oscar Isaac, Ben Affleck, Garrett Hedlund, Charlie Hunnam, and Pedro Pascal.
I don't know who that is.
He was the guy, he played the Red Viper in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he gets his face crushed.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, by the mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's also going to be the Mandalorian in the Mandalorian TV show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's... Parts of it's good. There's parts of it that I really liked.
I heard it was action-packed. Is it action-packed?
At moments.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't say it's balls-of-the-wall action-packed, but...
I mean, if you're paying for a Netflix subscription, might as well watch it, right?
Yeah, like... You can tell they spent some fucking money on the movie.
Same with The Dirt. Same with Bird Box. If you're paying for a subscription, fucking watch it.
Well, you know what I mean? I don't know. I would skip on Bird Box.
I watched it.
It has much better things to watch. I watched it too, and I was severely disappointed.
You know what I have been watching though, and I'm not caught up on it though, is Doom Patrol.
Oh, you bought the DC subscription?
Yes.
Okay.
Doom Patrol is awesome.
You're gonna have to let me borrow your code to watch it.
Maybe. We'll figure out how that works.
I also watched fucking Umbrella Academy on Netflix.
I haven't finished it. I'm like episode 3.
Oh, okay. You're only 3 episodes in. It's great.
I want to finish that, too.
I went into it not expecting much. I never read the comics because who wrote the comics? And I was kind of like being, I guess, a little pretentious about it. And fuck, it's a pretty decent story.
Yeah.
Like, it's not great or anything, but the show does this great job of playing the thin line between like legit sci-fi action and camp.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I enjoyed what I've seen of it so far. I just need to finish it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, Netflix is raising the prices, so they better get better stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
I got
what I mean?
The message over the weekend.
I know, right? Going back to Doom Patrol, I really like Doom Patrol.
How's it's
weird.
Fraser.
Brendan Fraser is fucking great.
He's the
in
only
it.
One I'm really concerned about.
No, he's great.
Really?
Most of the show, he's a robot.
Yeah, but don't they do flashbacks?
They do flashbacks,
him as a human, as a race car driver?
Yep.
Right.
His name was not Jerry. There's like one person that's going
to
get that joke.
Yeah, I mean, I got it. I mean, I just didn't know where to go with it.
All right.
Badan, badan.
Right, exactly. I recommend Doom Patrol. I haven't watched Titans yet, but I really like...
Oh, also on the DC thing. Yeah, I don't care about Titan. I want to watch Doom Patrol, though. I just wish it was a different way to access it other than fucking DC access.
Right. Totally.
It ruins the appeal for me.
Right. I totally understand that. You want to talk about Bill and Ted 3?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm excited that they finally get the chance, because it was like living in limbo for the longest time. Because they got the green light or the thumbs up that, like, hey, this is finished. We got financing. We're just looking for the studio to, like, you know, agree to do it. And nothing happened for a long time. And they've kind of felt like they were going to go back. It's like, maybe it's not going to happen. And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, we're filming next month, which is great.
Yeah.
So I hope that it goes well and it's good. And
the original Death is on board?
Yeah.
I can't think of his name now.
He's played a villain.
Yes.
In a couple of movies.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But he's hilarious and as Death. Do you think fucking
Station?
Station's gonna be in it?
I hope so.
Station.
I fucking hope so. What about the robot Bill and Ted?
Oh, they got blown up. So why would they be?
They can
in
rebuild
it?
Them.
Oh, their versions of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, their versions of
it. They have the technology.
They have the technology.
But no Rufus though, which is sad.
Well, apparently the missing a Rufus plays a very pivotal role in the plot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think Rufus' daughter is... Apparently has a daughter.
Rufusina?
Rufusina.
Yeah.
God, that'd be hilarious if that really is her name. Apparently she's going to be filling in the role.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sort of makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what? This wrapped up, speaking of flashbacks and retro.
And time travel.
And
Keanu Reeves.
Jane, Silent Bob reboot.
Oh.
They just finished wrapping a couple days ago.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Quick. Wow, that's so fast.
So fast. I've been watching their...
It's probably not going to be good then.
I think it's going to be good.
You do?
Yeah, I've been watching...
I don't know, man. Yoga Hosers was not great.
This is going back. He's brought it back to everybody. So,
yeah, I know. I've been watching the documentary
thing. Yes. Even the guys who bought weed from them in the first movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like... they're thinking about everybody. It's pretty great. I'm excited for it.
I mean, this is kind of like his last chance to grab that Jay and Silent Bob cash. So, like, maybe. I don't think he's ever going to have a chance to make Clerks 3.
No, because what's his name? Does he want to be involved with it?
Right, and then Mallrats obviously is never going to happen. So, this is like, you know, swinging for the fences.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
I hope it's good. I'll watch it.
Yeah, I will definitely watch it.
Is it going to be a straight to Netflix kind of thing, or
they haven't said what kind of distribution it's going to have yet?
Mm, but they did say they had it before they started shooting, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
And they're shooting in New Orleans.
Yep, that's right.
So
apparently they recreated a Comic Con. And they had a bunch of people dressed up as Jay and Silent Bob in different versions.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I'm down.
It's too bad they couldn't get Stanley in there before he passed.
I'm sure they'll do some kind of tribute to him.
Yeah, I hope so.
So, speaking of, and I'm not trying to spoil this for anybody, but my favorite...
Are you talking about the Captain Marvel thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I already know the thing.
Okay, my favorite cameo from Stan Lee is in Captain Marvel.
You're a liar.
No.
I've heard the description, and it sounds cool.
It's
a
very
good nod to Kevin Smith.
It is.
But not the best Stan Lee cameo.
I don't know. It's pretty cool. The best
Stan Lee cameo is easily the one that was in Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay, that one's good too.
It's pretty great.
I got the
just because of the line that he says.
I know we talked about it a little bit, but I got the Blu-ray version of it, and there's a whole different cut of the movie on there with like unfinished, you know,
scenes.
It's on
my digital
stuff.
Version too.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's so on cool. All of the versions if you buy it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, apparently Phil Lord and Chris Miller had all sorts of crazy ideas. And
they storyboarded
like literally
a lot of it,
a whole different movie. It's pretty interesting. Good's probably not the word I'd go with because it doesn't fit the tone that the movie that it is now.
Yes.
But
it's a different movie.
It is a different movie and not for children either.
Yeah. I need to finish watching that version. I'm about halfway through. But
cool.
It's a cool. Yeah. I like the behind the scenes and all that kind of stuff. Really do.
Word.
All right, let's move on. We have a topic. We're going to, speaking of going back to the future,
yeah,
we're going to go not to the future, but to the past.
To the past.
Let's do it.
Did you know? Oh, what? I'm sorry. I was going to tee this up I was going to tee it.
Tease it.
Which one do you want?
We're talking about the 80s earlier, so let's tease it up.
Oh, tease it up. So, did you know 20 years ago?
20 years ago.
Did you take the red pill or the blue pill?
Tune in to find out. Whoa.
So, 20 years ago, this month-ish, The Matrix came out. Can you believe it?
Yeah, actually.
These four of the Wachowskis bros were sisters.
That's true.
And before Keanu Reeves was Mr. Badass.
He was sort of badass in this movie.
Sort of badass, but he didn't really turn into like super badass until John Wick.
Wait. Which movie are we talking about?
The Matrix?
Which pill did you take? We need to know.
Oh, the red pill or the blue pill.
Right.
Yeah. I took the red pill.
I took the red pill as well.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to stay.
I'm still here.
That's right. I didn't wake up in my bed. As what's the guy? I can't think of his name now. Fishburne. What's his character's
Lawrence
name?
Lawrence Fishburne.
What's his character's name?
Morpheus.
Morpheus. Thank you.
Yeah. So 20 years ago, Matrix came out. How did it sit with you, Carrie?
How did it sit with me?
Yeah. What did you think about it when you first saw it in theaters?
I saw it in the theaters. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw it in theaters too.
It was a great movie. I mean. The sequel.
I was a. Where were you in 20 years ago?
Where was I?
Yeah, when that movie came out.
I was here in Houston.
How old were you? What were you are in life? Come on, elaborate.
20 years ago, 1999, I had just discovered. Me and my wife had their first year together.
Wow!
Yeah.
Look at you.
It's 20 years.
So the anniversary
up.
Of the Matrix is like the anniversary of y'all.
That's right.
Y'all should celebrate your anniversary by watching The Matrix.
Maybe not.
What?
Maybe something else.
Why? It's a great movie. Not have a large infinity for The Matrix?
I do. I mean, not as much as you, apparently.
I think it's a monumental movie when it came out.
Oh, well, apparently not as much as you then. It's a great movie.
I think it's great.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
I think it changed filmmaking when that movie came out. Like, it changed how movies are made. Like, it invented bullet time.
That's true.
And it proved that they can take, like, these anime-style themes and, like, these crazy, like, science fiction-type visuals and make them into a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I mean, we never had anything like this before. So if you think about it, like, you know, what also came around at the same time was like also like the original X-Men movie was around this.
So
time.
I have a list here. Here's some of the top movies that came out in 1999 that are turning 20 years old this year.
Yeah.
Fight Club.
Yeah.
The Green Mile.
Yeah.
The Matrix. Office Space, American Pie, The Boondock Saints, The Sixth Sense, The Mummy, Dogma, Toy Story 2, Austin Powers, The Spy That Shagged Me, Big Daddy, South Park, Bigger, Longer, Uncut. That's 20 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. Galaxy Quest. Love that movie.
Man, what a year 99 was for movies.
Blast from the Past.
No wonder everyone went.
The Iron Giant. Being John Malkovich. Okay, Wild Wild West. Missed up there. Deep Blue Sea. There's some movie, Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace.
Shut up. Phantom Menace came out in
1999.
Oh, my God. I'm officially old.
Yes. I have a story about that movie.
You do?
About the premiere, like the first night we went to go see it. I was working at a video game store in a mall, and there was a movie theater in the mall, and we had just gotten a new district manager who I had not met yet, but he had called me on the phone to talk to me about stuff. And we got to the movie theater. It was like a Friday night. I had just got out. We got off work, went to the movie theater to get ready to see Phantom Menace, and I was with my god sister, and I was with my soon-to-be wife, and a couple other people, and there was a guy in front of us being a fucking douche
during Star Wars.
Before the movie had started, he's like trying to tell us behind in a row behind him, no, you can't take those seats because I have people come in later, and we almost seriously got into a fight over these seats.
Star Wars.
And it turned out to be my district manager that I met the next day.
Oh.
He was so drunk, he did not remember me.
Wow.
And the movie was all right, too.
Was it, though?
Not really.
Was it?
Parts of it.
I can only remember two scenes out of that movie.
Parts of it recently again. It was like one of the movie
Phantom
channels.
Menace?
And some of those effects do not hold up.
A lot of the effects.
And it's only 20 years ago.
Matrix does hold up.
Okay. I'll go with you there. But it's still Star Wars. I still love Star Wars.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it Star Wars?
It is.
Barely.
No matter what you want to know about
it. It's barely Star Wars.
You know what else came out 20 years ago?
What's that?
Mystery Men.
Oh, that was also a great movie.
Yeah.
Talk about like paving the way for superhero movies that we know today.
Oh, and Man on the Moon. I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when they put that big-ass poster at the Edward Silver Theater. IMAX Theater on Road, they have a giant Man on the Moon poster. At least they used to.
So, any music from that lovely time period?
You know, I jammed out that Matrix soundtrack. Rage Against the Machine goes hard. You know? And I'm sure there was other stuff. It was,
I'm going through a list of some metal bands that came out.
Limp Bizkit, yo. Wasn't Woodstock...
It actually is on that list.
Woodstock 99 was around that time, so...
So for our metalheads out there, Agaloc had Pale Folklore. Alice in Chains did a music box set. Amon Amarth did The Avenger. Anathema did one of their best albums of all time, Judgment. Arch Enemy, Behemoth, Satanica.
Yeah.
Bruce Dickinson did a live album. Burn the Priest, before Lamb of God was even around. Cannibal Corpse. Children of Bodom did a good album. Ooh, Crazy Town. What the fuck?
Is that a metal band?
No. Dark
Throne. Didn't they have that song, Butterfly?
I think so.
Come, come, my lady, you're my sugar butterfly. Something, baby.
Dimmy Borgir. Spiritual Black Dimension is one of their best albums. Ed Guy, Evergrey. There was so much good shit that year.
Ed Guy, the Amadeus guy?
They did do that song.
That's the only song they've done.
No?
Yeah.
What do you mean the only song they've done?
It's the only song they've ever made.
Ed Guy?
Amadeus. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's the only song they've ever made.
They've done like 10 albums or 12 albums.
And they're all the same song.
No, they're not.
It's Amadeus, like over and over again.
No, they're not. Hey, I'm going to go see Aventasia in California.
Is that who Ed Guy is?
It's the same guy.
Yeah. So you're going to fly to California to see him play Amadeus?
They don't play Amadeus. They play Maniac.
I bet you they will play Amadeus.
They will not. It's a different band.
Amadeus, Amadeus. Amadeus, Amadeus.
Catatonia, Tonight's Decision. Korn had issues. I know that was popular for people.
I like that album. That was
In Flames,
good album.
Colony.
I like that album, too.
Mirthful Fate, 9. I remember, wow, when that album came out, I was working for a local guy, and I was doing It was not Ed Guy. I was doing graphic design at that point for this guy, and I was doing tour laminates, like designing the laminates for the tours.
Yeah.
And I did the tour laminate for Mirthful Fate that year, designed the badges that they wore and shit.
Cool.
That's cool. I have it somewhere.
Did you put your name secretly somewhere in there?
I did not.
You should have.
Should have like snuck it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Nevermore, Dreaming Neon Black, Nine Inch Nails, The Fragile, Opeth, Steal Life. Come on. Primus.
Wasn't Nine Inch Nails song in a Matrix soundtrack?
Maybe.
No, I don't think so. I'm thinking of something else.
Testament, The Gathering. And another good one, Typo Negative, World Coming Down. I feel old, man. I remember like just yesterday these albums coming out. You know what I mean?
Just that was 20 yesterday?
Years. Feel like just yesterday. Now it's 20 years. Just or like the Matrix.
You're just like a computer program.
Maybe I'm stuck in the Matrix.
Yeah, you are.
Maybe
you're
I'm stuck in...
just replaying the same program.
Maybe I'm stuck in Tron.
Tron? So, Tron versus the Matrix. Who wins?
The characters?
Yeah.
Well, is there a character called the Matrix?
Well, I mean...
The world?
Neo, I guess. And
I
then,
guess the world?
Yeah.
Tron world
versus and... Matrix world? Matrix world wins, right?
Because the Matrix world is closer to... our reality in a way
sort of, but the rules you can break the rules
and you can't break the rules inside the Tron machine.
You can't.
It's an arcade machine.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, it's more than an arcade machine, right? It's a video game.
Well, yeah, video just, arcade.
Yeah,
it's like where Wreck-It Ralph goes.
It's weird to think that Tron and Wreck-It Ralph possibly took place in the same arcade.
They do. Because he go, have you seen the new movie, the Breaks the Internet, whatever it's called?
Yeah.
He go there, him and, what's her name, Vanellope?
Vanellope, yeah.
They're driving around in Tron cycles during part of the movie, in the game.
I remember that. Yeah. But
they're in the same arcade, dude.
Yeah. All right.
Flynn's arcade.
Whatever. But Tron didn't come out 20 years ago.
No, it did not. It came
Matrix
out.
Matrix did.
Yes.
So you really don't, you're not a big fan of the Matrix.
No, I didn't say I was not. I just apparently not as big of a fan.
There's
as
a lot
you.
Of bad shit that comes with the Matrix too. Like they were blamed for Columbine and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the sequels.
Well, I mean,
Reloaded and whatever.
Revolutions.
Revolutions.
I actually enjoy the sequels for what they are, except for the ending.
Do you remember the video game?
I do remember
the video game.
Which one? They had two.
Enter the Matrix.
Yeah, Enter the Matrix was pretty great.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I felt like I was in the Matrix.
You were entering it.
Yeah,
as the title said. It wasn't
quite
it
was, literally, and was, you could do like the if you put the cheats in, you can do unlimited bullet time. Yeah. It was awesome.
It was not false advertising on that one.
No, it was pretty great.
Remember the arcade game for Tron where you get to ride in the in the light cycles?
Yeah. No, I don't remember that. But yeah, it made Keanu. I mean, Keanu
so let me ask
was
you,
famous prior to
well,
the Matrix, right?
Yes,
but when the Matrix came,
it made
out,
him an action star.
He made him a superstar.
He was not an action star.
He was a
before
superstar
that.
After that.
Yeah, let me ask you this: can they do a sequel to the Matrix now?
No, I don't think so.
Can they do a reboot to the Matrix now?
It would have to be a completely different theme and type of movie. It couldn't be about the same philosophical thing. You know?
And it shouldn't have Jada Pinkett Smith.
No movie should have Jada Pinkett Smith. Yeah, because I don't think the themes from The Matrix really apply today. That's why when The Matrix came out, it's like a perfect time capsule what the world was feeling and thinking, you know? That paranoia, the anxiety, and the will for change and stuff like that. And that's what I think why a lot of people resonate with that movie.
Yeah, I agree. So The Matrix, 20 years old.
20 years old, man. 20 years ago.
My relationship is 20 years old, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You'll still get going on strong.
You'll get there one day.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. Anything else you want to mention about it?
What else can I say about The Matrix? It was...
I thought it was Matrix-y.
Yeah, it was very Matrix-y. It was very groundbreaking. It changed the way people I mean, every movie after that movie came out, for sure. Did it, right?
It changed. I don't know if it changed filmmaking for the audience as much as it did for filmmakers. You know what I mean?
I mean, it changed the way people inherit, like, digested stories.
Yeah, I guess. I'm talking about the filmmaking style of the movie.
Sure.
There was a lot of creative and innovative things in movie.
Yeah.
Especially the shot with the bullet time you're talking about where they did like the 360 cameras.
They created the 360 thing. No one's done that prior to the movie. It was awesome. And then also, originally, the original budget for The Matrix, I think it was like $60 million. Which is nothing if you really think about what it takes to make that movie. And then they did
the budget was $60 million.
Yeah, originally.
What did it make?
Fuck if I know. A fuck ton of money.
We're gonna find out.
But then they shot the sequence where Carrie Moss does the first bullet time ever, where she like does the crane jump and then she kicks that dude after the camera moves 180.
Is that the chick from Daredevil?
Who?
Carrie Moss.
Carrie Ann Moss?
Yeah, isn't she from Daredevil?
Oh, yeah. She's the lesbian lawyer.
Yeah.
I forgot she was in that. I remember her from Memento.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, after they did that scene, they showed it to the executives at Warner Brothers, and then they gave them like another $100-something million. It's like, oh, here you go. Finish the movie and do whatever you need to do.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty cool if you think about it.
I'm trying to find how much money it made.
A fuck ton?
Oh, here we go. Its budget was $63 million, and it made $463 in the box office. So not bad.
Yeah.
$400 million profit.
Well, like I said, they started with $60 million, and then they got an influx after that.
Yeah.
Which is pretty great.
Came out March 31st, 1999.
Hey, man, we're knocking on that time. We're like 2 days early on recording on that.
That's right.
I think I'm going to watch it in celebration.
Watch it this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody go watch The Matrix this weekend. And
I bet you if you rewatch it, you'll be like, holy shit, this movie is pretty good.
I probably would, yeah. I'm not going to say it not. I might have to throw that on my watch list.
What's the name of that guy who played Cypher? The bald guy? God, the name's on the tip of my tongue. He's a famous actor. Not Stanley Tucci.
Now Hugo Weaving. He was Agent Smith. Joey Pants? Joe Pantaloniona?
Joe Pantaloniona. Pantalones.
Pantoliano.
Pantalones.
Joey Pants.
There you go. Joey Pants.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Forgot he was in that.
God, that movie is so awesome.
All right, let's just stop recording.
Yeah, let's go watch it now. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
And we're back.
We are back. Thanks for sticking around, everyone. We just got finished listening to...
Watching The Matrix.
Well, yeah. We took a quick Matrix break, and we're going to get into George Hates Metal of the Week.
It was called Red Pill, Blue Pill.
It was not. It was called Bremer.
It was also called I Can Stop Bullets.
In slow motion?
Yeah.
So what did you think about that, man? I'll let you just talk about it first, and then I'll let everybody know a little bit more about them.
So when you first started playing it, I immediately thought I was going to hate this.
Because I know you were.
It sounded like cheeseball hair epic metal stuff. Is that what it's called? Epic metal is what you call it?
Sure. It's very, very keyboard fronted.
Well, it sounded like it was going to be like some high pitched somebody squeezing his nuts while he sings.
Like kinda. Stuff I Love.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is going to be terrible. And then it turned out to be not so bad. So there's my review.
It's, well, not so bad. Great.
Yeah. Not so bad. Not the worst, but.
It's, if you took Stradivarius, which is very keyboard driven music, mixed with like modernish black metal, you can get Bremer. I fucking love this album. It's great. It's a great album. I recommend everybody to check it out.
Bremer. There you have it. Bremer.
B-R-
They're the premier of Bremer.
They're the best Bremer they can be.
That's right.
They are on Out of Line Music. The album is called...
Out of Line.
No, they weren't. The album is called Wings of Fire. Yeah. And the album cover reminds me a lot of Angel from the X-Men.
And also the cover screams power metal.
The logo does not.
Logo
look,
does
look
not.
At the logo.
Okay, take the logo away. It totally looks like power metal.
Yeah, yeah. No, I am not disagreeing with that.
It's very deceiving. Very upfront.
Very confusing. Speaking of metal, I went to a concert over the past weekend.
That's not a thing.
What, a concert?
Yeah, concerts are not a thing.
Actually, they are for cool people like me.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we went and saw Animus opening up for Flesh God Apocalypse and Hypocrisy. Amazing show. I hadn't seen Hypocrisy. The last time they came, it was like 10 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. Flesh God Apocalypse, I've never seen live, and they were phenomenal. Only complaint is...
Did they have the orchestra with them?
They did not. Well, they had the guy on a big piano, and they had a soprano female vocalist with them.
So he's playing the orchestra through his keyboard?
No, there was... Well, no, the piano stuff he was. It was a big ass piano. Yeah. It wasn't a keyboard.
Yeah, but they have a lot of strings and stuff.
They do.
Music.
The biggest problem I had about the performance that night is the mix was off for me. Maybe I was off to the side a little bit, but you couldn't really hear a lot of the her vocals. You couldn't hear the orchestration. You couldn't hear a lot of that stuff. It sounded great, but
it's roadies were fucking up, huh?
It wasn't the roadies. It was the sound guys.
Sound check.
Whoever.
Roadies didn't do the right sound check.
Maybe. But I mean, they were phenomenal live. And then Animus band, amazing. We played them on MSRcast last week. Pretty cool. Their brand new album on Nuclear Blast, tech desi stuff. So, the vocalist name, his name is Alex Green.
Who?
Who what?
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 When?
Why?
Where?
The band, of course, Animus, A-E-N-I-M-U-S. Check them out. I think you would actually dig them a lot.
Animus?
Animus.
Animus.
A-E-N... Now I can't even say it. A-E-N-I-M-U-S. New album on Nuclear Blast, yeah.
Like the thing in the Assassin's Creed game?
Maybe.
Is it the machine called the Animus?
The Animus, yeah. I don't know if it's spelled
totally,
the same way.
They totally stole it from the Assassin's Creed. They should sue.
There you go.
Cool.
So, Hypocrisy, man. Are you into them at all?
Hypocrisy?
Yeah, the band, not the actual statement.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, totally into Hypocrisy.
No,
I don't know anything about the band.
You need to check them out. They've been one of the best Swedish metal bands to ever come out.
Swedish?
Swedish.
Like the chocolate?
Or your bums on it.
What?
Your bums on the Swedish? Come on.
The bums on a Swedish?
Yeah.
I don't think I know that one.
Yeah, what was his name? The
Tom
comedian.
Green.
Tom Green, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Canadian, though.
But he has a line in that song that says, my bum is on the Swedish.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I love Hypocrisy. It's one of me and my wife's favorite bands, and they did not disappoint. They did some old school shit. It was phenomenal.
Oh, so they've been around for a while.
They've been around, 25 plus years.
Shit is, I didn't realize, is a parable for time.
You can have a shitty time.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't have a shitty time at this concert, so let me say that much.
All right.
And I am going to the benefit show, the tribute show for Bruce Corbett this weekend, this Saturday. If you're in Houston, go to Rudyard's. A bunch of bands are playing. James Rivera is playing. Just a bunch of bands. Like $15 to get in. All the proceeds are going to go towards his family.
Who's Bruce Corbett?
Bruce Corbett was a vocalist of Rigor Mortis and War Beast, and he passed away about less than a few months ago from cancer. He was fighting cancer for about a year and a half. Oh. He was really fighting cancer, but it finally got him.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah,
it sucks. He was a really good guy. So, yeah, if you're in Houston, come out to Red Years this weekend. Show starts like at 6:30 or 7 o'clock. A bunch of bands playing, and all the proceeds go to him.
That's cool.
His family, which I'm going to support that.
Right on.
All right, so let's talk about what's tickling our geek, and we're going to get into our sponsors, and then we're going to wrap this shit up.
Bo shizzle.
What's tickling your geek?
What's tickling my geek this week? That is a good question, Carrie.
That's why I posed it.
Oh, you opposed it.
No, I posed it. I didn't oppose it.
Oh.
I oppose your answer, probably, but...
Well, I mean, I guess the only thing I'm really looking forward to is the season premiere of Game of Thrones right now at the moment.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Yes.
Comes out April something?
I think like April 14th or 15th, something like that. Something like that.
There's going to be like 8 episodes, but some of them are going to be more longer.
I think more than half of the season is like an hour and a half episodes.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
There's a couple 2-hour ones, I believe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought they were all like hour and a half range.
Closer to the end, I think.
Cool. Yeah, like the last fight, I guess the war episode. Yeah. It's going to last like 40-something minutes long.
It's going to be fucking epic.
Yeah, it's supposed to be great. I'm doing a rewatch right now. I'm a little behind. I think I'm like, I'm on season 6.
Well, you only got 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, I could do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
powers are
20 episodes. What's 20 episodes?
20 hours. Just don't go to sleep one night.
That's right. Stay up all day. Just
That's
watch
right.
all Game of Thrones. And, you know, especially hearing that, what's her face? Miss, Mother of Dragons herself is coming to Houston.
Emilia Clarke, yeah. She's coming to Comic Palooza.
Yeah, I mean,
it's pretty big.
What else to celebrate other than that?
Mother of Dragons on the Mother of All Weekends. Because Mother's Day weekend.
Because it's Mother's Day. Clever.
Yeah.
Clever. Did y'all do that on purpose or was that just accident?
I don't know.
Because marketing will lose a point.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool that she's coming.
Then also her like right hand
Natalie
woman.
Emmanuel, yeah, Missandei. I don't know how to say it.
Missandei.
Is that how you say it?
I think so.
There you go.
And then she's also in the Fast and Furious movie.
Yes, which I've never I've never seen Fast and Furious movies.
Not a single one.
The very first one when it first came out, but that's
okay.
It.
So the first one, Second one, terrible. Third one, And then it just gets kind of shitty after that. And then 5 comes out, or 6. Whatever one is in Brazil where they're running the safe, that's when it gets fun again.
It gets weird, right?
Oh, no, they get weird later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's where it's good, in my opinion.
I mean, I don't hate people. Some of the people in it, so I just...
Plus, The Rock is fun.
Yeah. And, like, The Rock and Jason Statham are in the movies. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're doing
the spinoff
movie. Yeah, I was about
Hobbs
to say that.
And Shaw.
Hobbs and what?
Hobbs and Shaw. They're the names of the characters in the movie. I believe Jason Statham is Shaw and The Rock is Hobbs.
Isn't Idris Elba?
Idris Elba.
Isn't he like the bad guy in it?
He's supposed to be the villain.
Yeah.
In the new movie. But he played the villain in the Star Trek movie. Didn't.
That's right. He did.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like the second
one
or something?
I don't know how much that worked out for me, but.
Yeah. You know, who else are you excited for Comic-Palooza?
That's about all I know at the moment.
Dude, the Animaniacs cast.
Oh, yeah, they're coming. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited because I got Jess Harnell does voices, some of the main voices in the Splash Mountain attraction at Disneyland. Just got to order the poster so I can get him to sign that.
Yeah?
And I'm going to get a Peter Serafinowicz photo and auto, the Tick.
Is he the voice?
He's the new Tick on Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah.
The terrible one.
No, got not the it. Terrible one.
Yep.
You're just terrible.
I'm not terrible. I'm just
You just
honest.
Have terrible taste. That's,
that's not true. I have the best taste.
I don't know about that
of
one.
Of all the I have the best taste.
Go ahead and sink that if you want. I know a lot of people out there will disagree with you.
That's not true. They're just denying the truth for themselves.
You know what I'm looking forward to, or is tickling my geek?
What is I did over tickling
the,
your geek
What I did over
week.
The weekend. I have a couple things.
Yeah?
I went to the Star Wars Symphony.
went. We get this about stuff that's coming up.
But it was still tickling my geek.
Oh, okay.
It was a lot of fun.
You got that for free or did you pay for those?
We won tickets, yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to go to one of those, but then I saw the prices and I was like, I have Star Wars at home.
Yeah, but that's the hard part because you start watching the movie. You're like, okay, I shouldn't be really watching the movie as intently as I am because the symphony is right there.
Right.
But you start watching your eyes. You're like, oh.
You're supposed to just like relax and just feel the music.
It was fun. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
What was it like hearing the theme with a live orchestra? I imagine it's pretty great.
It's pretty epic.
Yeah.
Were
they good?
Yeah, they were great.
They're no Philharmonic, but you know.
Our Philharmagic.
There you go. Wow.
They're great. I mean, it's a perfect movie for something like that.
Sure. I wanted to go for one of the Harry Potters. I don't remember which one it was, but God, their tickets are so expensive.
The only
other
thing I saw there before was one of the video games live was they did a performance, like one of the very first years they did that. That was fun.
I don't remember.
You know what that is, right? Video games live?
Mm-mm.
Touring package. Actually, it's Tommy Tallarico, if you know who that is. He wrote music for video games back in the day, and he was a music reviewer for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually the cousin of Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Wow.
Yeah, because his real last name is Tallarico. No. But Video Games Live, you can check them out. They're live performances of video game music with orchestras. It's pretty epic. Cool. It's cool. They've been doing different iterations of it.
Right on.
Yeah.
The last thing I saw at Jones Hall was Penn and Teller.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that was a year ago, I think.
I saw them in Vegas a couple years ago. They're a fun show.
They're awesome. So, yeah, that's what I guess I'm looking forward to. Movies are coming out all in April that are pretty exciting.
Shazam Hellboy.
Comes out this week. Hellboy comes out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then, like, 3 weeks, the new Avengers movie comes out.
Endgame, 3 hours long.
It's kind of like... Summer is like
pee before you go to the movies, guys.
Summer is putting its dick in the end of fucking fall here.
Yeah,
it's like spring. What's spring?
The last thing I want to say that's sort of tickling my geek. A new trailer came out for a video game today.
What?
Borderlands 3. We watched it earlier.
Oh yeah, we were watching that.
Borderlands is so much fun. I'm playing Borderlands 2 in VR right now. Like not right the second, but. Currently.
I could tell you are. You have the mask on and everything.
Yep. That's why I'm ignoring you a lot. But it's a lot of fun in VR. I mean, it's
everything.
Borderlands, yeah. I mean, it really is. PSVR, it's really worth it to me. It was cheap enough to be worthwhile, but the games are fucking great.
And now you're playing VR all the time.
There's a game coming out, Trover Save the World or something like that, made by Squanch Games, the Rick and Morty guys.
Yeah.
But it's their brand of humor in a Mario-style action-adventure game.
Oh, cool.
I'm like, okay, you had me there. I'm sold for that one.
Yeah, I want to play that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
But
speaking of VR, The Void, did you know they have one out in Dallas?
They do have one in Dallas.
Yeah, I was thinking about making a trip.
I would love to. Yeah. I'm going to do it when I go to Disneyland. I'm going to do the Ralph Breaks the VR one. I've done the Star Wars one already.
Oh, you have?
So if the Ralph Breaks the VR one is still there, I'll probably do that. Or if it's something else. I want to do the Ghostbusters one.
Those are the only two that they have available.
There's a Ghostbusters one, and maybe it's in New York.
I think it's in Vegas.
Wasn't in Vegas when I was there last year.
Because that was one of the earlier ones. It might not be available anymore.
It's true. It might not. I tell you, the Star Wars experience... fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's
that's
not
what they have in Dallas right now. It's between Ralph and Star Wars. You have to pick the one you want to go to.
Okay. I would do Star Wars again. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's only $30.
It is a little expensive, but
it's like an experience.
It is.
It's $30 for an experience.
You don't it's so different than what you would think of just a VR experience to be like, let's put on the headset and you're in the game.
It's
whatever.
It's much different than that. It's very tactile.
It's very tactile. It's very, you are in this world.
Right.
You're walking forward in the
game. In the Star Wars experience, you get your lightsaber?
No, you have a gun.
Oh, lame.
You're a stormtrooper. You're pretending to be a stormtrooper.
Yeah, but you should pick up a lightsaber and fight somebody with it or something.
In their sequel, they'll probably do that.
That's stupid.
But, I mean, if you're in the game in the environment in this virtual reality, you see, look, right in front of me, we're on a bridge, and there's what do you call it? Yeah, just something on the bridge you can actually reach out and touch.
Uh-huh.
You can reach out and touch that in real life. It's there.
Yeah, they have it built out to where you can do that.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was definitely worth it.
I think
it.
The Ralph Breaks the Internet one, you're playing a little mini game.
I don't know. I don't know much about it.
I think that's what I've read.
Makes sense.
That you play the mini game where he like does the milkshake.
Oh yeah.
Versus the other thing.
I'm sure there's more to it than that, but that's still.
I don't know. I hated Ralph Breaks the Internet, so as far as I can get away from that movie, I'm the better.
Yeah, well, I want to experience, if I'm there, I want to experience all the different ones I can.
Sure, why not? It's a great experience. From what I understand, they're the best in the business right now.
Yep. It's pretty damn cool. But Borderlands 3 is coming out, looks just as great.
How come
great.
We don't have them as a sponsor?
Borderlands?
No, The Void.
I don't know.
Yeah. We don't get that Disney money.
Speaking of, one more thing that's tickling my geek that comes out tomorrow. As we're recording this, is yes. The brand new Devin Townsend album called Impasse.
Hey now.
So looking forward to this.
Is that you played some of that earlier.
Yep, I've heard there's a couple tracks out already.
It's very strange.
It's a very strange album. He's put a lot of money into this album.
As opposed to his other albums?
Well, he's put his own money into this. He wanted to... It's doing it sort of like a solo album, but he's getting all these different musicians he never saw.
A solo album?
No. They're a band project. He was a leader, but they were still a band.
Mm.
This is, he had people come in, and this is like, it's like the history of, it's like the history of Earth type of, like that deep, like from the beginning of Earth and what's going on, the making of, it's just, it's over, it's a lot of stuff.
He's a big environmental dude.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
A lot of his stuff is about that.
Yeah. One of my favorite songs by him is Earth Day, so.
I know.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Called Impasse. Comes out tomorrow. Check it out, please. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
That's it. That's all tickling my geek. Anything else?
No, that's about it.
Let's talk about our sponsor.
Yay! Sponsor time.
You were here last time, so.
Oh, I got to do it now?
You got to do it. I made Dave do it last time.
You did?
I did.
I'm pretty sure
he did a great job.
Yeah, he always does a great job.
Did a better job than you ever do.
That's true. I mean, there's
I'm
no.
I'm trying to push you in the right direction here.
There's no denying that. Tantrum stuff, right? Tantrumcollectibles.com.
That's right.
Is where our sponsorship is lying at right now. Thanks to them, you get to listen to my silky voice. Yep, I said it. And anyway, if you're in the market for some collectibles such as Bandai Funko and other Japanese collectibles, you can get them at tantrumcollectibles.com. They have all sorts of cool things that you just need to get in your life if you are a collector of that type. If you want to save 10%, make sure you type in Metal Geeks before you check out. And there you go. I did you a favor.
Save you 10%.
I saved you 10%, and you get to listen to my silky voice.
I don't know if that's a benefit or not.
It's a much, much benefit.
Okay.
And they get to hear me trample through this sponsorship.
That's true. They did get to hear that.
Yep. You're welcome.
So, thanks for tuning in. That's right, Metal Geeks.
10%.
Thanks for tuning in. You're going to be able to find us all over the internet. First of all, you can find us on metalgeeks.net. You can find us on esonetwork.com, which is, you can subscribe to us there through their feed as well. You get every single show that comes out through ESO Network. Pretty damn cool.
So cool.
So proud to be still a part of them. You can find us all over the interwebs on the social medias, including Twitter and Facebook and Instagrams and all those at Metal Geeks.
Vine. FaceTime.
Facey Space and My Times.
What's that other one?
What's the other one?
Snapchat.
Not on Snapchat.
Whatever other MySpace.
Pinterest. Did you hear MySpace like lost all of their like data for years?
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can also find, if you're trying to subscribe to the show, we're on all the cool places where you can subscribe to all your favorite podcasts, including iTunes. Subscribe to us there. Leave us a review. You can find us on.
Show your support, man.
That's right.
Look, we don't have a Patreon or anything. We're not you of any in money. All we're asking for, if you like us, if you love us,
support us,
want to support us, give us a review
and let your friends know about the
share
show.
It. share it with your friends. Tell them how much George is awesome and how right he is about everything, including this.
You're right about some things, but not everything.
Everything. You're right. Thanks. I appreciate the confirmation.
So please, you can also find us on Spotify. You can find us on Stitcher as well as Google Play, all those places. And any place you can download your favorite podcast with, any podcatcher as they call them. That's it.
Word.
What about you?
You can find me on all the social medias at George Tripsis.
All of them?
All of them.
Even Pinterest?
Even Pinterest.
Okay.
I'm on there somewhere, I imagine. Because Pinterest is owned by Google, so if you have a Google account, you have a Pinterest account.
Oh, what about what's the business account?
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
I'm on the LinkedIn's.
Okay.
Don't connect with me. I don't go on it. So
don't
look for me there.
I'm on there too. I don't really use it.
Yeah. And then you know, if you want to support our comic, which is at GreyBearsComics.com, it's Speak No Evil is the name of our book. We are slowly trying to get our shit together. I swear something's going to happen soon. We're trying to get a Kickstarter together so we can get 4 and 5 out. So if you're listening to this and you still care, awesome. I love you. Thank you. Go to graybearcomics.com. Also, if you want to listen to more of my ramblings and stupid jokes with Justin and Andy, check us out on Mind Fudge Comedy Podcast, where you hear a lot more of this.
And of course, if you want to hear more of metal in my voice, you can hear me on MSRcast, our sister show with Sean the Metal Pigeon, on all the same places.
One of these days, I'm going to take over that show, too.
We need to have you take over that show. I think it'd be fun, truthfully.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Well, one, I'm like the least knowledgeable person on that
show.
Yeah,
but you picked the bands, the metal bands. That's a stipulation. It has to be metal.
Oh, okay.
You pick the metal bands, and we all discuss it.
Okay.
I think it could be fun.
All right.
I might be grossly wrong on that, but it could be fun.
Okay.
All right. And
sounds,
on that,
sounds like a good time.
And on that note, we have one last thing we have to say. Keep it metal.
And always keep it geeky.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.
Why should I listen to the Nerd Bliss podcast?
Because we go there.
Where?
Everywhere.
Human sexuality.
They don't care what's in your pants. They love you anyway.
Time travelers.
The problem is time will f*** back with you.
Politics and fandom.
What Star Wars has been prior to Disney. It is a white male driven universe.
Find us at nerdblisspodcast.com.
And on social media at nerdblisspod. Part of this complete breakfast and the ESO network.
The Nerd Bliss Podcast.
Listen!
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.